We're done with Kitzur Shchana Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we're up to Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Lechos Tefillin. Asur Laniach Tefillin B'Shabbat V'Yom Tov She'em Atzma Mot. It's prohibited from wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they themselves are a sign.
Even in Brahimis.
Yeah. Good point, but he says asur. So he says, "Megam b'chol ha'moed asur laniach mitam zatzmo," and also on chol ha'moed it's prohibited for this reason. Uvnei Ashkenaz nagul anicham chol ha'moed. Vod b'shat amnag be'etzis says shelo anicham. Ashkenazim do, and in Israel the it's become acceptable that people don't. People are still accustomed to wear tefillin. At least they shouldn't make a bracha altogether. If you're going to wear it on Chol HaMoed, at least don't make a bracha. That's what he says. That's a different minagim in Chutz Laaretz also. Here in Israel, you don't find people wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. First, noise has to be aware. Lemashmesh literally means he should feel them at every time, at every hour. Anytime he remembers them, so he doesn't forget them. So if you say, you touch the one on the hand, touch the one on the head. But any time a person remembers he's wearing tefillin, he reminds himself he should touch them, to remind himself these are tefillin I'm wearing. The holiness of tefillin is very great. And if a person dropped his tefillin, the custom that's accepted is that the person fasts the whole day, and that's only when he dropped the tefillin themselves, not in the case. Person who's weak and it's difficult for him to fast, so he should redeem it by giving tzedakah, which is what most people do today. It's better not to drop them. Katan v'tur mitfilin, ach hayada lishmor tfilav b'tahara, shelo yishan v'shelo yefech b'hem, na'agum sibo miyuchadot liknot lo tfilin ulchonchov b'mitzvot. A minor doesn't have to put on tefillin, but once he knows how to watch his tefillin in holiness, that he doesn't sleep in them, that he doesn't pass air while he's wearing the tefillin, so for special reasons they do buy him tefillin and do chinuch in the mitzvah. Yafir is to pass air, to give gas. So then they do. Umiben yudgim shanav yom echad chayav. Once he's 13 years old, then he has to wear tefillin. Some have the custom that 3 months beforehand he wears tefillin, some have the custom that 1 month beforehand he wears tefillin. There are some sfardim who allow a child to wear tefillin once he's mature enough to know to keep his body clean. But usually we wait till he's almost bar mitzvah. One more halacha? Halacha chav dalet. Chole me'ayim. If a person has stomach problems, v'chol mi she'eino yachol shmot nekavah v'ela b'tzar, and whoever can't hold himself pass back from passing air, unless he really hurts himself, it hurts him to hold it in. Patur min ha'tefillin, he doesn't have to wear tefillin. Mipnei she'eino yachol lishmor atzmo b'nikayon. Because tefillin require a clean body, he's not allowed to pass air when he's wearing tefillin. And if he can't maintain a clean body, then he shouldn't wear tefillin. Aval chole b'shar machalot chayav la'anicham. But if someone has a different illness, he does have to wear tefillin. Just because he's ill, that's not a patur from tefillin. Ela im ken mitzter me'od mechamat cholyo v'en datom yoshev talav. Unless he has a real problem because he's ill and he's not focused. Shas patum mishum shasul asech datomim. Because you can only wear tefillin when you're focused, that you're wearing tefillin. Ve'im rotze lachmir al atzmo rashai. And even though he's patur, if a person's ill, he has fever and he wants to be stringent, he wants to wear tefillin, that's okay. He could be more stringent and wear the tefillin. If he can't hold himself in and he's going to pass air, so then he can't be more stringent because he's not keeping them in holiness. But if it's just because it's tough, it's hard for him to focus, then he could. If he wants to wear tefillin, kol hakavod.